With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, January 28, 2019. On Sunday afternoon at approximately 2:23 p.m., troopers from the State Police Barracks in Foxborough responded to reports of a crash on I-93 northbound, north of Exit 8 in Sharon at the 17-mile marker. On arrival, Trooper Shane O'Reilly discovered a two-vehicle crash. Preliminary investigation has revealed that both vehicles, a 2003 Jaguar sedan, driven by a 73-year-old Rockport woman, and a 2017 Volkswagen Passat, driven by a 79-year-old Brewster woman, were traveling northbound on I-95 north of Exit 8 when, for reasons still under investigation, made contact with each other, causing the Jaguar to lose control and spin across the left two lanes, exiting the highway. The Jaguar traveled down an embankment and struck a tree. The occupants of the vehicle, the driver and her dog, were both pronounced deceased at the scene. The remaining facts and circumstances of the crash are currently under investigation by troopers from the Foxborough Barracks. The name of the victim will not be released until after family notifications have been made.
The nation's largest motor and travel club plans to file suit against the city of Peabody in Superior Court for failure to allow a new tow truck terminal just off Route 1 North. Thomas Grillo writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that on Thursday, the city council unanimously rejected a proposal by AAA Northeast to turn the Lawrence Metal Forming Corp. property on Leland Lark Drive into a truck maintenance facilities for 45 vehicles. Quote, "We think our appeal will have some considerable validity," said John Kelty, the AAA attorney from Peabody. Ward 5 City Councilor Joe Saslaw said the addition of more trucks in an already congested part of the city will exacerbate traffic problems on Route 1. More on this in today's Daily Item of Lynn. When Shaw Supermarket closes next month in Lynn, it will become even more difficult for many of the city's low-income residents to have access to a full-service grocery store and fresh food. Gayla Colley writing in today's item that the closure of the downtown grocery store, which is scheduled for February 16, is expected to exacerbate an existing problem in the city. Lynn ranks in the top 10 communities in the state with the most significant grocery gap areas where residents are underserved by available groceries, markets, according to the Massachusetts Food Trust. Lynn ranked 8th on the list released as part of the 2017 report, which showed that 2.8 million people living in low-income areas in Massachusetts lack access to grocery stores, including more than 700,000 children and 523,000 seniors.
Julie Manganis is writing in today's Gloucester Times an amended version of a civil rights lawsuit filed by two Gloucester police officers against the city and its former police chief will proceed toward trial, a federal judge has ruled. Last spring, Officer Clifford Alves Jr. and Troy Simos filed suits against the city of Gloucester, its police department, and former chief Leonard Campanello, alleging that they were subjected to harsher treatment than other officers as a result of their need for time off to perform military reserve duty. The officers also say they were falsely blamed for leaking details and posting commentary on Facebook about what would become known as the Pond Road sex scandal. In a ruling last week, U.S. Magistrate Judge Paige Kelly denied a motion by lawyers for the city and Campanello seeking to dismiss the suit. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
When Charlie Baker ran for governor in 2014, he pledged not to increase taxes or impose new fees to help plug the state's chronic revenue shortfalls. However, Christian Wade, the Statehouse reporter for the Salem News, reports today that it was a campaign promise Baker mostly kept throughout most of his first term. Political observers say by holding the line on broad-based tax increases, despite pressure from special interest groups and the Democratic lawmakers to come up with new sources of revenue to make investments in infrastructure, transportation, public health, and the environment. However, the Republican embarks on a second term following a landslide election re-election in November. Baker's $43 billion budget proposed for the next fiscal year, unveiled on Wednesday, is loaded up with new taxes and fees, including a proposal to extend sales tax to third-party sales through online retailers, a tax on opioid sales to pay for state-run drug treatment programs, and expanding the cigarette excise tax to include nicotine vaping products. More on this in today's Salem News. In sports, some weekend highlights from Saturday's boys' hockey action. Marblehead was a 5-2 winner over Beverly. The Lynn Jets topped Everett 8-4. Swampscott got back on the winning ways with a 4-2 win over Somerville. And the Peabody girls' hockey team, now 10-3-1, officially punched their ticket to the postseason with a 6-0 win over Oakmont. And the Beverly boys' basketball team, losers Friday night to Salem, rebounded with a 69-39 win over Madison Park on Saturday. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.